Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
It's time now for a feel-good positive story.
I love it. I am smiling. Earlier you said smile
yes,
in the face of COVID-19. And I really am, because the next story is all about one of those wonderful things that comes out of human nature when you're faced with adversity.
So like now, COVID-19 and how it's hitting the retail and F&B sector pretty hard. You've got this sudden and severe downturn caused by the outbreak. But despite the drop in business, you know, there are some local retailers that are coming together to provide support and some relief to their workers as well as their fellow business owners.
Yes. And speaking of which, Logan Wong, who is a homegrown businessman, he's forking out $50,000 of his own savings to lend to other retailers hit by financial hardship. This is a great story.
Yeah, and this loan is on offer to firms that are part of an informal support group of retailers, which has more than 300 members.
Yeah, five companies of this group will get $10,000 each. And Logan is also spearheading a related COVID-19 pledge, where he and other business owners are joining hands to offer cash allowances to staff whose income falls below $2,000 a month.
Well done, Logan. But let's get the nitty-gritty details. What made him start this initiative, and how can SMEs sign up to be part of it? On the line with us this morning is Logan Wong, founder of Pure Senses. They're the distributor of Yankee Candle. Logan, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Elliot, and good morning, Manisha.
There you go. That man sounds like a positive guy.
Yes.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, tell us a little bit more then about your COVID-19 pledge and the cash allowance.
Okay, so probably I will first start with the pledge. So basically, the COVID-19 cash allowance to get companies to pledge to give all their freelance, part-time, full-time employees who's earning $2,000 and or below 3 months allowance of $30 each for each month to help them so-called tide through. Actually, frankly, $30 is not a lot, but it's really to help them buy the necessities that they probably in the past never needed to, things like hand sanitizers, masks, and things like that. And for others, they are experiencing a drop in also probably the sales commission, and we hope that just by giving them the $30 every month for 3 months, it will send a message to them that we get their woe and that we are in this together with them. So that's what we hope to do with the business pledge.
You managed to get five businesses on board as part of this initiative that you've started. How do you manage to convince them to come on board? And are you still trying to get more businesses to be a part of this collective?
Yes, actually, you were talking about this. As you mentioned just now, when COVID-19 hit, a group of us started this group chat where we tried to support each other. Really, initially, the conversations were around where do you get face masks? That's like everything that we talk about.
Okay.
So then subsequently, then we started talking about the business continuity plan, which frankly, not many of us, or rather, at least I have never done a business continuity plan. So we started chatting about that too. So then we kept sharing more and more. And then one day I shared this idea to a few of them that, hey, maybe we could do this, because I think I read an article where basically they said that really at this time, businesses should look out for opportunities during adversity and to connect or to build trust with their employees. So that spoke to me. And actually, basically, I went from just thinking about survival to thinking like, okay, if I could look at this as an opportunity, then what could we do? And of course, for us in retail and F&B, most of our colleagues are low-wage workers, and then they are the ones who are going to be more hit by the current downturn. So that's how this idea came about. And then a few of us then decided that, okay, maybe we could champion this. So we are talking about, and there are people from F&B. So we have Wok Hei from F&B. And then we have people from retail, Birth in Suntec City. And then we have the distributor of Dr. Kong. And then we have service players like Pink Parlor, who is a nail salon.
Okay.
So kind of all of us got together, and then we decided that, okay, let's start this.
This is great stuff.
Yeah.
This is great stuff. Logan, tell us a little bit more about the sort of business-to-business loans then.
Okay, so again, the business-to-business, again, was one of those ideas. So I keep thinking. So I'm a kind of like an idea guy. So actually, I already have. I've thrown out many ideas. Many were rejected. Actually, this idea started from like the Hui. I don't know. It's some sort of a Chinese, very ancient way of coming together and then everybody chipping in a bit of money. So it started with a proposal like that. And then, of course, didn't gain much traction because everybody was just thinking about how to survive currently. Mm. And then basically after the budget was announced, I sort of made some calculations about the amount of money that we can put aside to help other companies. And then I then started to first say that, okay, maybe we can come up our company can come up with a 50,000 loan to get this started. And actually, it was inspired by the Hope Fund that was launched by the SBF in partnership with the Young Business Leaders Network, right, which you guys interviewed previously as well. So I took that, the structure of that, and then I modified it such that basically five companies each will get 10,000 each. There's no interest. And then at the same time, there's no personal guarantee. So actually, all five have already been taken up.
Well, how did you decide who took it?
How do we decide?
Yeah.
So there are only two criteria. One is that they must have a 30% local shareholding, which is similar to what the Hope Fund had as a condition. And then the second one was really that they have to have a paid up capital of 20,000. So 20,000 was more like, since we are giving out 10,000 without a personal guarantee, so we sort of just double the share capital to 20,000. So as long as they meet both criteria and then they are part of this informal support group, I would actually loan it to them.
That's great stuff.
Wow.
I want to just move things on to sort of your response to what other retailers are going through. So, for example, the Deputy Prime Minister, Heng Swee Keat, has announced this 15% property tax rebate for landlords of private commercial properties in the budget statement. But the Restaurant Association of Singapore came out saying that they were disappointed that landlords' promises of rebates hadn't come through. Have you heard from any of your friends? Maybe you guys have discussed this kind of thing on your WhatsApp chats. What are some of the retailers saying about these rebates?
I think the whole thing is a mismatch of expectations, because the landlords were very quick to announce that they are going to give back the rebates, but then there was no clarity around when and how it's going to be done. So, of course, this is a very crucial period when liquidity is most important for us. So we need to know exactly when it's coming in for us to make plans. So I think currently some landlords have been, after hearing some of the feedback from RAS, have started to be very specific about when we are going to get the property rebate. Some have even offered to give us, like Mapletree, basically have offered to give us the property rebate before they even got the property rebate from IRAS. So, and then, of course, there are still a few who are still trying to work out the paperwork or saying that they still don't have necessarily have clarity around how much rebate they will receive. So it's different across different landlords and, frankly, different across different tenants as well. So that's what the group is for, also to share information.
Logan Wong, founder of Pure Census, is on the line with us. And you mentioned earlier that this is kind of your first time doing a BCP, business continuity plan. So I think it was put to the test last night. Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Yassin announcing measures to restrict movement in Malaysia, out of Malaysia, starting tomorrow till the 31st of March. So 18th to 31st. You've got what, two outlets there? Two Yankee Candle outlets in Malaysia? What's the plan now?
So actually, yesterday, my colleague in Malaysia just texted me at about 11 p.m. To inform us about the lockdown. So I think, again, because it's 11 p.m., so
still
all
fresher.
All that I needed to tell her is that, hey, you just stay safe. You don't worry, because she's saying that the store may be closed.
Okay.
So I said, it's fine. You know, just stay safe and go to bed. And then if there's anything, we can talk today. So again, I think really out of this crisis, right, we have to see like every opportunity where we can step up as a leader. And then, frankly, it's a moment by moment choice. Mm-hmm. So I could have been like, oh my God, you know what we're going to do? Can we have an urgent meeting right now at 11 p.m.? You know, or I could be more reassuring and just say, got it, go to bed. And then if there's anything we need to discuss tomorrow, we can discuss tomorrow. So I constantly have to generate that for myself and for others as well.
It's almost like I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
Yeah, calm is the only
kind
way.
Of. Yeah. I have to pretend like I'm the cool cucumber, you know, so that.
Well, you don't sound like you're pretending. You sound like you're doing a pretty good job of it.
And yeah, on that,
well, you're doing well, Logan. And on that note, what are your words of encouragement for local business out there? Because, you know, you have high hopes for your initiative, but I think there are a lot of people out there who need to hear these sorts of calming words. What would you have to say to them?
It is something that I have to keep reminding myself, which is keep looking out for opportunities to show up and then keep looking for opportunities to be the best version of ourselves. So that's what I would say to them.
Logan, to wrap up, with regard to SMEs in Singapore being invited to express interest to pledge the COVID-19 cash allowance, how can these SMEs sign up?
Okay, so there is a Facebook page that's been set up called SG Tuff, as in SG, then PUFF.
Okay.
So they have to go to the Facebook page and then they will find information on the business loan and the business pledge, and then they would be able to sign up through there. My email, my contact information is on the page, so they can contact me directly.
Okay.
And
so,
then, yeah.
So head over to Facebook, search SG Puff. That's SGPUFF, right?
P for tenant. SG. Tenant United for Fairness. So
okay.
It's SGTUFF.
SGTUFF. Yeah. TUFF. Okay, great. Make sure you go to Facebook, search that up, and you can get all the information there. We've been speaking with Logan Wong, founder of Pure Census. Logan, thank you so much for your honesty this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.